The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm come your way again with a true message from the prophetic scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the sure word of Almighty God. And today I want to call your attention to this fact that in America today we hear the media and many of the humanists and liberals crying this is a post-Christian nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring a true prophetic message to this backslidden Christian nation. And I'm speaking out of the same book that our forefathers, our old God-fearing patriotic forefathers, used to write the Declaration of Independence and to frame our Constitution from these documents that we derive our personal and religious liberty. Well, I hope today you'll give ears to this prophetic message out of the Holy Bible sent to you by Holy Ghost anointing. The ruin of sin. We begin in a scripture found in your Holy Bible, Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, verse 29. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, God says, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. Well, that's in English. We ought to be able to understand it. And we can recognize from this English that the prophet uses here to tell us about God's judgment that's coming upon the nation of Israel and God's own people for their excessive sinfulness. And God is saying here, ladies and gentlemen, that they must destroy their sin or sin will destroy them. And it's quite obvious to all of us that sin is destroyed more homes, it's caused more tears, it's broken more lives, it's filled more jails, it's filled more prisons and insane asylums and hospital beds than anything you can mention. There's no word in the English vocabulary that's more deadly than the word sin. Oh, it's quite fashionable a lot of places, and oh, we have a lot of preachers that preach against the ugly sins. Yeah, the old ugly sins like dope addiction and public drunkenness and wife beating and a lot of other terrible sins that are immoral, illicit, and unscriptural. Yes, the things that God will judge, but they don't preach against these fashionable sins, you know, like smoking and drinking and beer guzzling, cocktail nipping and sipping, going naked out here almost on the streets and beaches and everywhere, and people vaunting themselves against the Word of God and His holiness. That's evidenced in the churches today. And God is saying here, unless you destroy sin, your sin will destroy you. And this is evidenced in tragedies all over our land, heartache, suffering, fear, poverty, the lawlessness we see on every hand. And knowing this, my friend, why will you allow sin to become your ruin if there's sin in your life today? There's a New Testament equivalent to this Old Testament text that I've used from Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. It's found in the New Testament in Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 22 and 23. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, and that means eternal death in hell, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Also, in the book of John, the 5th chapter, that's in the New Testament, verse 14, Jesus warned a man that he'd heal. He said, you go and sin no more, lest a worse thing will come unto thee. There he had a terrible disease that Jesus healed him of. He was in bondage to the result of his sins. His sins had caught up with him. He'd sown the wind, wheat, and reaped the whirlwind. His sin had found him out. Jesus healed him, and he warned him, now go and sin no more, or something worse will come upon you the next time. Hence God's book of wisdom, and that's a wonderful book, the book of Proverbs. There's a scripture in Proverbs 14 and 12 that says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Another scripture in that same chapter, Proverbs 14 and 9, fools make a mock of sin. And another scripture in the same book, Proverbs 14 and 16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but a fool rageth and is confident. Another sober warning the Lord gave us in this blessed old book of wisdom, Proverbs 28 and verse 13, quote, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh him shall have mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's saying that true repentance is the only way back to God. If you cover your sins, you're not going to get by. You'll not prosper. But if you'll confess your sins and forsake your sins, give them up, quit sinning, you'll receive the mercy of God, and you won't entail. There's too many professors today. They profess they're in grace, and they're in disgrace. They live disgracefully. Titus 1:16 says they profess they know God, but in works they deny him. The way they live, they deny the grace of God, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they are reprobate. In the greatest message that Jesus ever preached, he soberly warned, and that's in the Sermon on the Mount, found in your Holy Bible, in Matthew, the 5th and 6th and 7th chapters. Now in the 5th chapter, I beg your pardon, in the 7th chapter of Matthew, beginning in verse 13, here's what Jesus said, enter you in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few, did you hear that? Only a few find that straight and narrow way to that leads to everlasting life, but many finds the broad way that leads to destruction. Hey, if you can get out here and have all these liberties that many professing Christians and preachers say you can have today, you're not a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, the straight and narrow way leads to eternal life. That word straight means restricted, S-T-A-R-I-T. That's straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, which means restricted and narrow. That's the way that leads to life. It has rules. There's discipline. There's laws of God that we have to observe and live by. And the main word is obedience. You have to obey God and his word, or you're not going to have eternal life. God's warning in the scriptures from the apostles of Jesus Christ, Jesus himself, and the Old Testament prophets are implicit. My Lord, they're not equivocal in the least. They warn everybody, frankly and clearly enough. They're not confusing or distorted in the least to anybody with one eye and half sense. And God says continuously in the Word of God, if you choose to continue in your sins, you automatically choose ruin, because sin invites ruin. Unless you get rid of your sin, God tells us again and again, your sin will get rid of you. Sin will ruin you physically. Sin will ruin you spiritually and send your soul into judgment and into hell without any hope of God in the hereafter in having eternal life. Well, we look today upon the causes of the wretchedness and the misery and the heartache and the suffering in this world, and you can put the label on one little word, sin. Let's put the label on the bottle, ladies and gentlemen. If it's poison, let's mark it poison. Just because you mark sin, essence of peppermint's not going to make it any more deadly. My God, have mercy. People are sincere today. You say, oh, they seem so sincere. I once heard of a lady, she was on a train up in the north during the bad time of winter, and she caught the train from her small whistle stop into the big city to do some shopping with her little baby. And on the way home, the conductor told her, said, I know exactly where your stop is that you get off at for the little town that you live in. Well, going back, he pulled the cord. The engineer stopped the train. He let the lady and the little baby off in a terrible blizzard at another stop, at a stop that was not a regular passenger stop. And the train went off and left her. And a few days later, she and the baby were found frozen to death. Well, that conductor was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. I heard the story told, and it was true, in a city I was in of a woman that the doctor gave her a prescription for her baby. My God, have mercy. Sin is deadly. It's deceitful. It'll deceive you. You can think you're going to get by with sin. God will judge you. And many times in this life, before you get to the judgment seat of God, and he says, depart from me, you're cursed into everlasting fire. This woman had gone home, put the medicine in the medicine cabinet in the bathroom. During the night, the baby was crying. She went to get the formula. She just reached into the medicine cabinet, was just sure that she could put her hand without turning on the light right on the bottle of medicine that was prescribed for her baby, for her child's illness. And she took it in there and took out a spoon, measured a spoonful, gave it to her baby, and her baby died during the night. The next morning, she found out she'd taken a bottle of poison instead of the formula the doctor had prescribed for the cure of her child. So many people a day are listening to preachers that are giving them the wrong formula, ladies and gentlemen. They continue in their sins, and the Bible said fools make a mock at sin. God said, give up your sins, or your sins will get rid of you. Destroy your sin before sin destroys you, and the only place to destroy it is at the judgment seat of Christ, and let the Lord forgive you. And the scripture says in 1 John 1:7, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. But that's not all of it, ladies and gentlemen. The rest says, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, which is sin. See, the Lord don't just forgive you. He takes care of that sin and problem and cleans you and delivers you from the bondage of that sin that you don't have to sin. Oh, that's a beautiful, wonderful experience of grace in Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, we pray in Jesus' name, while heads and hearts are bowed, that they in true repentance will turn to you. Oh, Lord, they'll seek you for help. Lord, for strength to overcome that evil habit, to overcome that sin, that besetting sin in their life. And, Father, they'll put their trust in Jesus, but they'll turn to you with old-fashioned repentance. Lord, I'm sorry that I've sinned against you. Forgive me. And seek the mercy of Jesus Christ and the cleansing of his blood. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our mailing address is Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Let me ask each of you a question, if you don't mind, please, into the listening audience today. Is Paul the Apostle asked the question in Galatians 4:16. I ask it, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, we're striving to keep parents and their children out of jail and out of hell, to keep mom and dad and the children together. And it takes this kind of preaching. And I pray that God will give you that victory. Ladies and gentlemen, we need your support, and we pray that you'll write us. We'd be glad to mail you our magazine free without cost, and we have these old-fashioned messages on film, that's on video, and audio cassette. On the video, we have an old-fashioned choir singing and gospel singing groups, our Bible school trio and quartet. We'll mail them to you, a two-hour video for $25 offering of support, and the audios are $5 each, and they're an hour in length. If you'll write me this week and request these, we pray that you will share a fellowship offering and write me to Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.